The first bill allows Twin River Casino in Lincoln to extend a line of credit up to $50,000 to its patrons. It's meant to allow gamblers to play with large amounts of money without keeping that much cash on hand, or for those who've run out of money. It's seen as a way to make the facility more competitive as Massachusetts prepares to open its own casinos. The law does include safeguards requiring credit checks for those interested in credit lines. A second law bars Rhode Island casinos from placing liens on real estate to collect debt on those lines of credit. The governor has also signed into law a bill allowing Twin River to start serving alcohol at 6 o'clock in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays. The taps can continue flowing until 2 a.m. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.